I would like any of my good podcasts, I would like you to burn them to DVDs, take them out, and then put them in a player, please. Thank you. Okay, so I have no internet, right? This was a conscious choice. My internet comes tomorrow, and I think it's important to unplug. I mean, one subject I hope to revisit a lot during this season of the podcast is the difference between information and wisdom, or like the difference between data and knowledge, because now we have access to data like we've never had before, but there's more to being smart than just knowing the facts, right? So I wanted some time away from the internet, which was great. I mean, it was funny. I started immediately after a couple of days of weird anxiety about not having full internet access. I still have like a semi-janky prepaid phone that I love that I can get internet on. So it wasn't like I couldn't check my email or read the occasional article, but it did not work. Like basically it doesn't work between 2 and 5 or whatever when there's 7 clouds instead of 12 or something like that. So no internet. I find myself thinking about bigger ideas, and I do talk about big ideas on my podcast, but it's funny. It starts to occur to me. I have all these big ideas, which I could never write about and put on the internet because the internet is not really about that. Like internet blogging is about incredibly specific stuff, you know? So anyways, I don't have internet, and also I just like to get rid of things all the time, and I did something which I didn't think was a big deal, and I got rid of my giant tube TV DVD player combo, and so now I find myself at home with no internet and no ability to watch a movie. So all I can do is, and I'm paraphrasing, long story short, whatever, all I can do is listen to podcasts that have already been downloaded onto my iTunes account that I have forgotten about, right? And one of these is a conversation between Mark Maron and John Hodgman, and it's about nostalgia, and it's about records, you know, and how people buy record, about how him trying to explain to someone in their 20s why you buy a record is pretty complicated, you know, but it was about just like feeling value in the record and, you know, why you want to own this like tangible thing. And I don't even know how it happened, but like an hour later, I find myself at Micro Center spending money that I don't really have on a really amazing knockoff TV or refurbished TV DVD item. And I come home and I start watching my DVDs, you know, and it's awesome. And there's something incredible about the process of taking it out of the box and putting it into the slot and starting it up and not being able to switch to something else instantaneously, you know? So I watch all my movies, and then it's like, now what am I going to do? Now I've seen all my movies, still no internet till Monday, right? I also have had a recent breakup, and so like the amount of time I'm capable now of spending on OkCupid is frightening with nothing else but like my weird phone app. And so I decide I'm going to take a walk. I'm also trying to quit smoking, and I'm going to take a walk to the video store, right? Again, I'm going to like try to find more media to watch, and I go on a 1 hour walk to the video store. And the thing is, I can handle like 1 hour in the sun and then like a 40 minute break out of the sun and then one more hour in the sun without getting sunburnt, you know? But I walk to this video store called Filmzilla, which I think is the only remaining video store. It's closed. Yeah, they closed it. So I went on a 1 hour walk. Then by the time I got to the video store, it was closed. I have no cigarette, so I cannot process my frustration through a cigarette, which is one of the hardest things of the million hard things about quitting smoking. So I just like wander around lost for an hour, walk back home, sunburnt. I got no movies, you know? I got no movies. Like I said, I got no movies, terrible internet connection. All I have is an OkCupid app on my phone. I was like getting drunk with some strange ladies who were feeding ducks and breastfeeding one of their children within like 3 hours, you know? I mean, it was fast with no movies, no internet. I mean, also that was kind of amazing. I mean, really, that's like, I mean, reality still gets better resolution than an iPad, you know, it's true. So anyways, I figured out, well, I'll just get to borrow some DVDs, you know, me and all my old friends have DVDs, awesome DVDs probably. And I get in touch with a friend of mine and I go over to her place and I go down into their basement, her and her boyfriend's, and there's this like amazing spread of DVDs, right? It's just like this beautiful mecca. And I'm like, oh my God, it's the Brotherhood of the Wolf and Westworld and I Heart Huckabees and like all these Kung Fu Hustle, you know, all these like just the great movies that existed before streaming, you know, not the great movies aren't made now. Anyways, but before I go to get these movies, God, I'm having an intense deja vu talking about this. Oh, it's really weird. Before I go to get these movies, my friend, one of the owners of the DVD says, you know, can you just come back and show me the DVDs that you picked up? Can you tell me when you're going to bring them back, et cetera, et cetera? Which is like kind of a common thing for people to say when they loan you their stuff. And then it just occurred to me, I'm like, but dude, this shit is meaningless. You know, these physical DVDs are going to matter for like another 5 years and then that's going to be it. They're digital, you know, there's no like analog magic inside of them. There's extra features, which I love. But man, in that moment, and even just now, knowing that I have these eight DVDs back at my apartment and that after I get done with this podcast and have my post-performance loneliness hangover, you know, that I've got 18 to 35 hours of pure entertainment, you know. But yeah, so I don't know. I mean, I don't know if like anyone who's over the age of 32 is just going to be living in this weird world. I mean, Patrick is literally sitting next to stacks and stacks of CDs right now, right? And I look at those CDs and I still think those things are worth $14.99 and they're worth every penny, and they're not. They're not, you know. So I don't know, but there is amazing value in not having the internet. There's so much value in watching a movie repeatedly. You know, I watched The Boondock Saints again, which is a movie I hadn't seen for a while, and like you forget whole scenes that are just amazing, you know. Willem Dafoe putting crimes together. Anyway, so I don't know, maybe that's too long for a podcast. Whatever, nostalgia. I don't know. I like real things, though. I mean, something is happening in internet land. You know, we cannot continue to look at cat videos forever. Eventually, our brains will start to want more. I mean, I think so. Oh, I also got a ton of movies from Redbox, right? During this time, I've been getting my Redbox movies, and I got the Silver Linings Playbook, which is fantastic. I really like David O. Russell, and then I'm watching the extra features, and of course, Bradley Cooper, of course, has been then invited to speak in front of the American Psychiatric blah 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 about the real dangers of bipolarism-ness, or however you say it, you know, and he says, you know, this isn't a popular thing to say, but I consider acting to be a noble occupation, and I take it seriously. Movies had a big impact on my life. He's like, but I take it seriously. And I think to myself, man, if you get paid $15 million a year to play make-believe in front of a camera, the least you can do is take it seriously. You know, like what, you're just supposed to like dick around and like play the power game and like fuck as many, you know, just not teenagers anymore as you can. Like which is clearly, I mean, that's what he's saying. And actually, that's, I think, you know, how people think. So that happened. I also watched this great movie, Killing Me Softly, with Brad Pitt and James Gandolfini in it. And even though James Gandolfini, quite beloved, right? He's talking about the writer-director of this movie, whose name I don't remember. I love this guy. And he says, I think the writer-director is kind of an auteur. And he makes quote marks with his hands. He makes air quotes around the word auteur. And I want to be like, James Gandolfini, some of us in this world still love cinema, you know, and like studied the auteur theory. And like that word means something. And yeah, that movie was amazing because the person that wrote it and directed it and controlled it, and it was so incredibly tight and only about the story that it was about. And it was beautiful. So, which then brings me back to how much I love movies and how much I love those CDs. And maybe that is the problem. I mean, like, there's a difference between having nostalgia for like an amazing amplifier or a fantastic CD record, whatever. But there are real things in this world. There are still artists. There are still artists. That's about the hardest thing for me to say. You know, there are still auteurs. There are still people trying to tell a story, trying to make a statement. People who think that life maybe isn't completely meaningless, or their lives aren't meaningless, or it's just about whatever stuff and orgasms. Man, I can feel in my gut sometimes when the podcast is over.
You've been listening to The Dave Good Show.